The dimly lit room is packed with dozens of students sitting in front of computer screens, clicking away on their keyboards. Dakota State University students Morgan Garber and Liz Gwaltney are logging on to play video games. They're competing at the highest level in the esports collegiate scene in South Dakota. Gwaltney is a senior production animation major and currently competes on the Overwatch varsity team.
It's really built up my skill, being able to play with other players and getting feedback and then learning how to play different play styles. And it's a different experience when you're playing with the same people over and over again.
The head of esports at DSU, Andy Rowland, says the esports team grew considerably for its first year.
We held tryouts for the first week for six titles, and each game had about 25 to 30 people try out for them, so we had a lot of interest on campus.
Playing on the Smite junior varsity team is Morgan Garber. She's a sophomore sound design major. Garber tried out and landed a spot on the Smite junior varsity team where she plays an ADC, or attack damage carry, a character that usually has low health but deals tons of damage.
So Smite is a team-based game where you can pick from all these gods and goddesses, pantheons, you know, from Greek, Roman, Hindu, just so many different mythologies, and you fight against another team of five or three, two.
DSU has varsity teams playing multiple video game titles, with more than 92 students playing varsity and junior varsity in the program. But Garber and Gwaltney are the only women athletes on their teams. According to a report from the Entertainment Software Association, 46% of women play video games on average, and even less make an appearance on a professional team's roster. But Gwaltney says the inclusion of women in esports is growing.
Women do play a lot of video games. Maybe not at this level of competitiveness or anything higher because there's kind of this weird line that's drawn where it's just all men on this one side. It's intimidating, I guess, and sometimes women aren't very welcomed in these spaces, but on a casual level, like, it's not even like a big deal anymore. Women just play games. You know, it doesn't really matter what your gender is. It just matters that, you know, you can play well, or you could play smart, and you can be a good teammate.
Between team practices and schoolwork, both Garber and Gwaltney are eager for more chances to compete. And it all goes back to the love of the game. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm John Wynn in Madison.